the rest of the story. The expedition ought not to encounter anything extraordinary in the unexpected sense. Not here in the dark forests of northeastern Australia, where time has stood still for many thousands of years. But then the guide on point called back to his party, shouting, "Come here, look at this." And they did. And they were not disappointed. What they had discovered was a bower, an intelligently constructed, elaborately decorated shelter in the middle of nowhere. Oh, no, there was no doubting the identity of the designer-builder. It was the work of an animal. An animal, specifically the bower bird. Most likely until today, you had never heard of the bower bird, but after this visit, I don't think you'll ever be able to forget him, because this is, well, the rest of the story. There are 19 known species of bower bird, all of them found in the woodlands of Australia, New Guinea, and New Zealand. They are non-migratory songbirds, 9 to 15 inches long, with plumage ranging from black or gray to brown to orange or green and golden yellow, even lavender. But it is the courtship behavior of the male which gives the bower bird its name. When it is time to attract a mate, he builds on the forest floor a bower of wood and leaves and delicately interwoven vines, a place for the lovers to meet and play and make plans for the future. Structures vary. Some are huge fern mats sheltered by bamboo strands. Others are towers or columns joined by arches made of twigs. Still others are open-ended huts with hard roofs and walls, masterfully engineered from parallel rows of slender sticks inserted into platforms. At least one species actually saws miniature lumber for his bower with his own serrated bill. Decor and landscaping are unusually intricate, opulent. Moss may be painstakingly planted at the perimeter. Fresh flowers may be brought in every day. I said fresh flowers may be brought in every day. Ornaments, often including pebbles and feathers and shells and glass beads, hair ribbons and the like. Trinkets adorning the bower are usually of one color, the favorite color of the individual decorator. Dull or faded items are regularly replaced with better ones as they are found. Males with the plainest plumage compensate by creating the most dazzling bowers, and the interior walls are painted. I mean with paint made from earth and vegetable and wild berry pigments mixed with the artist's own saliva, and yet for all of the remarkable things the bower bird can and does do, there's one particularly remarkable. For anthropologists and zoologists have long insisted that among the factors which separate humans from the remainder of the animal kingdom is the ability and unprompted inclination to use tools. The great Arthur C. Clarke envisioned the solitary distinction as the most important evidence of humankind's divine spark. We can use tools. But you see, the bower bird, as he paints the walls of his courtship bower according to the tint which most pleases him, uses paint made from natural pigments which he has selected and blended himself, and a paint brush which he has fashioned from bark and dried grass. A purposely manufactured and correctly utilized paint brush. Carl Sagan once asked, "How intelligent must an animal be before killing it constitutes murder?" He was referring to chimpanzees. Now you know the rest.